The game of chess is like a sword fight. You must think first, before you move.
Everybody, stop what you're doing. I need you to go log in, subscribe, all your socials. Go follow the Guap Times. Yes, that's the Guap Times. That's on all your socials. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. It's the Guap Times. Make your next move your best move. Please remember. As we proceed to give y'all what y'all need, it's Guap Times, nigga. Chestnut Checkers, nigga.
Holla.
Yep.
And we back. Short little intermissions, you know what I mean? We can call it as a vacay. We took a little quick vacay. But we still got heat for y'all. I know y'all missed us. Shout out to everybody that's tapping in, everybody that been motherfucking watching, listening, showing love, showing support. You know what I mean? We gonna have something for y'all coming up. You know what I mean? The merch is on the way. We got motherfucking giveaways coming up. You feel me? Trying to work a live show out. You know what I mean? Just for those who really tapped in, you know what I mean? We might do some guest hosts. You feel me? For the ones that's been sticking around, that really, you know what I mean, that really act like they want something to say or got something to say, that's leading somebody down the right path to get paid, you know what I mean, prosperous, you know, we showing love. Just like y'all showing love to us, we're going to show it back, you feel me? Reciprocation. You heard? That's the word today. That's the name of this episode, reciprocation.
Get what you give.
You heard. But yeah. We are back. Welcome. We are here. My name is Holiday Hove, your host. And I'm here to welcome y'all back to the show. Chestnut Checkers. Make your next move your best move. And we are back with the gang. You already know. We at the round table. So we're going to go around the table and let niggas know who in here. For the non-visual viewers or listeners. There you go.
First time.
Yo, you already know the vibes. It be your boy Casanova, aka the confident one. Tap in, you know what I'm saying? I just had a performance out at Salsa Latin Bistro. Shout out to Jay's Elixirs, you know what I mean? My boy All Easy on the pull up with that, you know what I'm saying? New songs coming for y'all real soon. New visuals, new merch, new everything. You know what I mean? Tap in. Thanks for supporting the pod.
Yes, sir.
Alberto Bluffington.
Alberto Bluffington. Papalito.
Yo, it's your boy Keys to get you right in this bitch once again. You know, missing one friend. Shout out to my boy Jay God, you know, in Texas.
Doing peace his to thing. God out there in the land of the cows.
You said H-Town, where is that?
H-Town. We might do a pull up out there, you heard?
He says, where is that?
Loaded.
Try to do a pull up out in fucking in Houston, that you
might,
know what I mean?
That might be a go.
Shit.
Word up. My boy been telling me to come down there. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Hey, that's where you need to be. It's a big, it's a lot of land down there. It's a lot of land. A
lot of real estate.
For all my traveling brothers.
A lot of real estate.
It's a lot of land down there.
Yeah.
They do a big in motherfucking Texas. Pause.
Everything big in Texas. Pause.
Yeah. Pause.
Pause.
Fuck up game we play.
Hey. Hey.
Buzz
the I don't
you
play
gotta
that.
Know the rules of the game.
Shit.
Bang, bang.
Well, shout out to my nigga Jay, also word. Known as the Hood Herbalist. Word you know up. What I mean? 201 the best. You feel
word
me?
D. Word.
He probably tapping in, probably watching right now. You ain't know.
Pull your eyes in the
if you ain't, you the getting docked, you nigga. You gonna miss 3 episodes when you get back.
No blunts for you. No blunts for you.
No blunts.
No blunts for you.
No chiefness.
Yeah. Yeah. But we back, y'all. You already know what it is. We like motherfucking an unstoppable force out here.
You like casino mobile. You like an underrated bet.
You usually don't start with sports, but I mean, I just feel like that fight last night, bro.
That shit was Tommy Hearns and Paul Lawrence.
Bro. That nigga was having a slugfest, bro. He was playing sopping bobbles with bro head, bro.
He beat like, that.
Boom. Boom. That's all you kept saying. I'm like, yo.
And it's not like, I wanted to see Errol Spence.
I thought it'd be close.
It was all jazz. I thought it'd be close.
It wasn't all connecting like fist to jaw. That nigga hit side of hand, side of head.
He's pushing shot in
my
head.
Burn
his ball.
That shit was crazy.
I seen highlights. You feel me?
I seen highlights.
He knocked him down. I think it was like second round. Niggas like,
he was drunk since then.
I was like, oh shit.
Nigga gave him a shot. He was done. He was lightweight.
I seen some highlights of him getting hit and be standing in the ring looking crazy.
Bro,
and I said, I'm taking Crawford because ain't no way I see this nigga fighting these other dudes. And he be getting hit, he be in the ring just standing there like.
I say he look like Tory Lanez.
What the fuck you doing?
Bro, after that car accident, he ain't been the same.
Yeah, yo, I'm saying he ain't been the same. But he be getting hit in the ring, standing.
Yeah.
And then dudes just be, he just be like.
He's still stuck.
He be somewhere, yo, he be gone. And I'm like, I said, nah, Crawford gonna beat him the fuck up. He do some stupid shit like that. That's what I'm taking Crawford.
Got a motherfucking A.
That was a quick bet, but damn, I ain't gonna get beat like that.
I thought it'd be more of a fight.
I got it.
Like, I thought it'd go the distance.
It's like 4 more. I check my phone. I got it like 4 more. Check my phone, and I just look on Twitter. They show it for Martin. They show the Martin shit, and I'm like, what? I didn't see the highlight. It was like you was like second round. Boom! He hit me on the ground. He just hit me all kind of like, hey, fuck this dude. He beat his ass up.
Y'all say he look like
he beat him the way Spence beat other dudes.
Y'all ever seen the movie Undisputed? Yeah. I said he look like Monroe Hutchins.
Yeah, that dude was hilarious.
Terrence Crawford like Monroe Hutchins. This nigga came out with Eminem, bro. I said he gonna win.
He had to.
This nigga brought Eminem out. Eminem don't come out for nobody.
Nobody.
Nah. He ain't rap.
Do
he ain't rapping shit, but he
ain't rapping song.
Nah, he walked out
with
him.
Mike was acting up, though. Mike was acting up,
I think.
Okay.
First nigga did that shit, he sounded kind of stupid.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit.
And M wasn't going out like that. Yeah. He said, y'all won't do this to me.
He came out with his arms sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. I said, aw, shit.
M would have rapped that shit, though.
Shit. Where's Boone?
So, bro. That shit turned into...
That's that Midwest shit. That's
yo, but the reason I brought it up is because he just became... He made history. He the first person to become undisputed in 2 different weight classes.
What? Right. 8 bucks.
8 bucks.
That's crazy.
Wow, 2 weight classes, bro.
What's that nigga name from Marvel?
Which one?
Thanos.
Yeah.
Venom.
He older, right?
Boy, he collected all the stones.
He got the BC, EBT.
Real talk, I'm surprised he the first one to do that, though.
It's hard to do. It's
I mean, if people say in 1 weight class, not 2, though.
But I'm saying Floyd been fighting for the longest. He ain't been fighting in the same weight class.
When he went up, like, sometimes Floyd was giving his belts up. He didn't even care about that shit.
Yeah,
Floyd was doing that shit like, hey, just giving shit up. He didn't care about that shit. he got to where he was at that, what, 154, where he stayed.
That's what he said. Nigga was motherfucking up and down. He didn't, he had about motherfucking, many belts?
He went up. He had a lot of them shit, bro.
So, Unified's crazy.
Unified's just came from Aerospace. I ain't gonna lie, Unified just came from Aerospace, bro. He took them just from his ass.
Look, see?
Gotta be,
and another one bites the dust.
That's a different sport, right there. You can't. I don't know how you come out
boxing, bro.
Like, you can't. Yeah, you can't play boxing. Like, I don't know how you come out with that mindset. Like, you got to fight tonight.
You
got
to keep fighting, bro.
Ain't no stopping.
I'm like after that first knockdown, his momentum just shifted to the point where it was like you could see like
the first thing
you
got dropped.
He was defeated. Nah, he
ain't that's first loss, right?
But that's first loss. But they ain't the first time he got dropped. He got up and beat nigga ass.
Yeah,
and just.
He don't look the same after that accident. He don't look the same.
I think that shit fucked his head up, bro.
Yeah, he don't look the same.
He
don't look as sharp as he did.
I look like somebody put a cheat code in and his arms numb. Like, he just was like, he just
throw punches.
Nah, he got hit in that ear. He was slow after
he
that.
He knocked off his equilibrium. After he knocked off a nigga equilibrium, it's over.
He had no balance. He couldn't throw the right way. When he first came out, he won the first round.
Yeah.
He's punching through that shit. So as soon as Bud caught him, he was up.
It was like Bud just got mad and turned the pop out.
He was letting his foot. Bud was getting caught. He was getting, like, if he would have kept
throwing the guard up,
but he was keeping his guard tight. It was tight and strong.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So he was like, all right, I'm going to weather this storm. And he saw the opening. Bow. Now, if he didn't catch him, it might have been a different game.
Nah, that's a fact.
But nigga Bud caught his ass and he was stupid after that.
It's crazy when you see that. That shit really be having a lot of fights. Dude get hit one time and it's just like...
Yeah. Stiff jab, too. Yeah. Nothing crazy.
Yeah, hardest punch. That shit got... Boom! Top of your momentum.
Hardest man hit my head. You dead, nigga.
Yeah, then they gotta go to the hospital after that.
Nigga!
Like his eyes was bleeding.
Cause he got that car accident was bad.
He like his eyes was bleeding,
bro.
They were.
That's like a nigga that motherfucking get fucked up.
He might retire.
That's like old boy from football that got hammered, got laid out, and then try to come back to the game. It's
bad. I wouldn't even if I was organization. I would. I
would not let you back.
Severance. I'll pay you
off.
No, never again.
Go sit down, bro.
Like, what's your contract? You pay owe you $2 million. I owe you $5 million. Somebody else is telling you, I ain't signing you.
That's crazy.
Not on my watch.
Not on my watch. You want my fucking dying on my
I don't
field.
Even advise you to play.
I ain't so want you to motherfucking
take
go
this
down.
$5 million. We don't even got to give it to you. Take this $5 million.
But we going
to
do it.
And do what you got to do.
You know what I mean? But you know, these white people.
It's a good story.
They don't motherfucking give a fuck.
I don't even think it's that, bro. I think it's his decision.
Bro, it's his body.
Somebody not giving him the right information. I guess he's saying, hey, bro, this is what it is. He probably want that second contract. Listen, you better go and just be a college coach.
He probably just
love
the game that much.
Use the momentum from that. I use the momentum from that to do some other shit. I wouldn't play no
more. You know what I see where motherfuckers fail at? They don't be having no fucking financial advisors. They don't have no life coaches. Nobody that steered them.
So the chances from that then. Transition from that then. Say, LeBron's son, do you tell him to keep playing? He got everything that you. He got all that.
I would not. He's potentially motherfucking worth more alive
than
dead.
Pack it up. Yep, pack it up.
He's potentially worth more alive than dead.
That's what I tell him. Pack it up.
Pick up fucking tennis, nigga. Switch sports, nigga.
Nah, you gonna run this business real quick.
Switch something. Yeah, be a motherfucking agent or something, nigga.
Who gonna turn? You feel me?
It don't matter.
Where you go anywhere you want to go. It don't matter. You go anywhere you want to go.
This is where the motherfucking divide comes in. Is it for profit or is it for motherfucking, you know what I mean? Like, or are your motherfucking, your life worth more than the bread? Because motherfuckers sit here and be like, yo, we're just born, you got potential to be the greatest athlete in the world, but you just had a motherfucking mild heart attack as a fucking, not even a fucking adult.
But your father got $1 billion.
And you're not hard up for it.
So
you're not hard up for it.
So it's a big decision.
That's what I'm saying.
If you're LeBron James, you say fuck it because I'm the thing. I'm going to make this. So I'll take that risk. But if you're the son of LeBron James, it's like, nah, I ain't risking.
I'm not going to motherfucking run out there and potentially. Look, bro, you already motherfucking training this motherfucker. To be your father trying to you training you this little nigga.
You that young collapsing.
Collapsing, heart attack.
I just give my brother raise.
Nigga, what the fuck?
You collapsing, that ain't right.
Bro, take it easy, my nigga. That's too much pressure on. That's too much pressure.
I used to play sports all day.
That's too much pressure, bro.
I never had, never collapsed. I used to play sports from morning to night. The only thing I have is fatigue. Collapsing. Over collapsing ain't right. Especially that young.
Listen. I take it from me. I was a fat nigga.
That shit don't happen like that.
I was a fat young nigga out there running around trying to play ball, playing football or basketball, fucking damn near passing out on the court because I'm fat. You know what I mean? This nigga's young, healthy, motherfucker, in shape, prime in his life, and you motherfucker falling out?
At practice.
Come on, bro.
Different. Something not
read
right.
The fucking room.
Something not right.
That's what I'm saying. Read the fucking room, yo. Your father motherfucking is worth a bill. You don't need to be out here trying to motherfucking
do nothing.
You know what I mean?
I'm not gonna
take your time, yo.
He want to make a name for himself.
That's what's up.
He do, but that's not. It's not worth it.
Nigga, what's the potential?
Go into acting. Dying. Be an actor. You 6'3". Be an actor.
Besides, motherfucking sitting back and just living.
Let nigga do whatever he wants.
What's the?
Why not?
That's a way the same. Yo, I'm a motherfucking keep going till I get a ring or die or just chill the fuck out and enjoy life.
Check this out. Much as I love sports, my pops had a Billy. I ain't beat. I'm trying to get to that cash.
For real, bro.
Because the whole you go play for fun. Once you play, when you play professional sports, it's not a fucking game no more. It's not.
You don't even have that type of desire when you got that type of bag already.
It's your living. This is your living. You feel me? Like, niggas ain't looking at it like, yo, I'm trying to just, it's, you gotta really love that shit for that shit to really be a game to you.
That's
still.
Why I look at most of the young people. They don't care. It's too much bread. I can't knock them.
Too much access to
it. Yeah, I can't even knock them. You give a nigga 21 years old, 250 pounds.
Shit.
And I got Instagram all day.
Word.
I could play a game, drop 30 tonight, post some pictures, 1,000 bitches in my DM. Bad as hell. I'm missing practice tomorrow.
You go fly to them in like 10 minutes.
I'm serious. You can go, brother. I be in Atlanta tomorrow. The DM going crazy. Gotta slide through. You know how that shit go.
That should be like that ball.
Be in DC. I guess announce anytime you going to.
But that's some nuthead shit to be like, yo, you know what, yo? It's a potential that I could die for motherfuckers just playing this sport that I love. You know what I mean? But you don't, it's not a must that you play this sport. It's not like you gonna motherfucking become it. Bro, your father is...
It's an anomaly.
Labeled the one of the best players in the fucking game at alive right now as we speak.
But ever.
And you sitting back.
You think you got that type of potential?
And
you think Michael Jordan's son give a fuck? He's fucking Lawson Pippen. He motherfucking ain't pick up a ball and been out here playing. He chilling.
He worked for $500 million or something. If I'm being honest,
do you see what I'm saying? This nigga motherfucking. I'd rather sit back and chill and live life and enjoy this shit. Live it up instead of motherfucking sitting here trying to do what? To live in my father's shadow? What, I'm supposed to be better than my father now? So that's putting more pressure on me. I'm going to be training more harder, going harder in the gym, doing all this extra shit while I'm young. And my father's fucking, he old as shit as in, you know what I mean, young people-wise. They say 30, you lost, you old as shit.
Crazy.
And a young person, huh? But shit, nigga, you putting a lot of pressure on them to motherfucking produce, not knowing that shit can motherfucking delete life.
Right. Or place a high level of expectation.
Stressing. It's a lot of stress.
It's stressful to the point where you don't even enjoy it anymore.
You're not going to enjoy it, nigga. You're not. Not gonna enjoy that shit no more. You might motherfucking enjoy a regular run around.
Would LeBron advise him to stop?
That's a good question.
I would. If I was a,
nowadays, these motherfuckers be letting these kids make decisions. So I don't know.
Yeah, right. Let the kids.
The thing about it, they can't control it though. They can't. He's in college. They can't control it.
That's what I'm saying.
They can't stop nothing no more. It's over.
Yeah.
like I said, that shit goes back to motherfucking life coaches, financial advisors.
Didn't go that far.
Life coaches and financial advisors.
After a while, he gonna fucking be like, all right.
It's his decision after the day.
You know what I mean? I don't think he gonna sit there and I don't feel like he the one that's gonna be like, nah, I gotta play this bullshit. I already seen him fucking in my head on something. He ain't gonna fucking finish playing ball in college. He had him fucking just chilling regular. You know what I mean? Like Snoop Dogg son did.
He just stopped immediately.
Man. Yeah, he's in UCLA and started chilling. I don't know. Your fucking daddy's fucking what? Half quarter millionaire? I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. It's a difference once you get out that house, you get your own life, and you start seeing it, like, do I really want to do this?
For real. Right. That's college, ain't no joke.
Because once you question it, when you play sports, it's no questioning nothing. Like, when you in, you in. Once you start questioning, it's over.
That's for anything.
It's over.
It's like, you get hurt. You start questioning shit.
Because now it's like, why am I even here? Right. I don't want to be here. It's a job now. It's like, I want to be here. Mm, I don't want to do this.
That shit's crazy.
That's how I stop. That's to the point, like, I don't want to do
shit.
This.
It's like a motherfucker pass out at their job. Actual at their job. Like,
it happens every day.
Nigga.
I know I want to do this.
Am I motherfucking living my full potential? I don't think so. I quit. I'm going scuba diving, motherfucker.
Did y'all see that video?
That's really be happening, though, bro. People worked themselves to death.
He worked at a company for 30-something years, and then they told him he ain't had no money in his pension.
Yeah, they just did that to that Yellow Freight.
Allegedly, it would have been school shooter time.
Look, it is school shooter
time. Delete.
I'm just saying, what?
He said, I gotta give y'all another 30.
Bro,
crashing out of it.
The Yellow Freight trucking company. They motherfucking, that's an old ass company, bro. Old ass company. They've been motherfucking shipping goods for state to state, country, not country, but state to state. You see the trailers run yellow. It's just big ass yellow word yellow on the truck. These motherfuckers, people been working there 40, 50 years. Straight closed. It shut the whole fucking operation down.
Out of the blue.
Whole operation. I think they told them maybe, I want to say a month in advance. Maybe a month in advance.
How are you going to pay your family for that?
No pensions. They ain't paying out on nobody pensions or nothing. So you've been there 30, 40, 50 years.
It is what it is.
Okay. You got now, you probably 70, 80 years old. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you old.
You got plans on retiring, and your shit ain't there. You ain't gonna have shit. Ain't paying out on shit. Now you gotta start from scratch try and get your shit back right?
Shit real, bro.
Nigga.
I think what that shit like.
That's some shit that really makes people go postal, bro. Yeah. It's a fact.
That's why the post office has... That started from the post office. That whole postal... Oh, y'all ain't gonna do this? They come back, shoot the whole post office up. That was the first school shooting.
That shit happened so much when we were young. All you heard, somebody shot the post office.
Somebody went postal. They went postal.
Bro, that shit was happening. Like, you see the school shooting, it was the post office. It wasn't just all types of post office. It was happening all the time. Post office shooting, like, god damn. They coming in the morning, letting that shit rip.
Like, yo.
Crazy.
Cause me my motherfucking check.
Cause majority of the time it was motherfucking ex-military niggas that went postal, cause they was coming back from war, whatever.
They gave them jobs.
They gave them jobs at the post office.
Gulf War, nah.
And you tell a motherfucker that just came from or that served in the military that they ain't getting something or they got a nigga.
Ain't nobody set the rules.
What?
That nigga's like, I did my job. I deserve my pay.
This is my rifle. And I'm not afraid of you. So get back. Or get caught. Shit crazy, bro.
Yeah, shit crazy. That's why I like only places. That's why I like on the shopping more. I'm like,
I'm trying quick. I hate people be trying look.
I like ordering shit. I like ordering everything online. Everything.
What are you looking at?
I don't want to go to nobody's store.
Niggas be trying to.
I'd rather be in a hood than go to the fucking store.
Protect the home front.
I'd rather walk in the worst hood than be in the department stores. You don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. You're off point, bro. I'd be pushing the shopping cart. I'd be looking around like, any nigga could just say, fuck it.
Come right in the door. The front door. Big ass. It's start blowing niggas out.
Shit go,
blowing man. Niggas away. Straight from fucking the goddamn, from the vegetables to the frozen meats, motherfucker.
Bro. I mean, that shit. Oh,
like, damn. That.
Speaking of blowing niggas away, pause.
Oh, pause. Man.
This nigga Dwight Howard.
Oh! Dwight Howard is a whole pause.
He got accused of sexual harassment, trying to forcibly
force a nigga to have had fuck with a tranny.
Have a threesome with a tranny.
Oh, and they, man.
His fucking excuse was, I get a little nasty sometimes.
That's what he said.
No.
He texted that nigga that.
He said, no.
Right. Yo, you gotta, you got control, bro.
That's why he out the league. Nobody even want to put that to that nigga, dog.
You probably bugging.
Giant ass fun boy.
I wouldn't want to be around that nigga.
I
had a strap ball in my
pit. But that nigga in the sand pit.
You gotta stab his ass.
Fuck that.
For real.
Nah, you gotta die slow.
That hurt the shame.
Nigga said, I get a little nasty sometimes. What?
He trying to get clapped for real. A lot of ways.
That's why
he got in control, bro.
Really. But niggas said he motherfucker was outside like that.
Bro, I seen the game when I saw nigga on the court grabbing a nigga balls on the court. My man like, what the fuck?
That nigga always been sus.
He been sus. I remember I
seen... when they motherfucker tried to throw the fucking cape on him. Call him Superman, all that extra dumb shit. He's out there. Nah, nigga.
He out of control, bro.
He's from the A.
He too out of control.
He from the A?
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
The gay A?
No, they play that down there.
Bro. I hope y'all don't get offended.
My
AT aliens.
Niggas know. They know. Everybody knows. Everybody know. This ain't a secret. Fuck, yeah. Y'all niggas shoot down niggas down there and do niggas down there.
That's how they dress like them the Icy Brother cover. That's how they dress. That's how the chicks be looking.
No, that's not.
The chicks be having beds. So you're like, shit.
No, those niggas.
I be like, man.
Yeah, I'm still in y'all, yeah.
That shit fuck my head.
Bro.
I'm in Lenny's Mall, seeing these motherfuckers, bro. Niggas with high heels on. Oh, you gotta be fucking kidding. Staring at you like, bro, we ain't off that shit, bro. Huh? Get your bitch ass out of here. Fuck wrong with you?
Lace front beard, having ass.
Different tone.
That's what Dwight Howard into. Anyways.
And that was years ago. I know it, bro.
I remember I saw a fucking...
Somebody should sue that nigga.
ESPN clip. They said that he had...
That nigga need to be sued, yo.
They said that this nigga had an ass injury. Pause.
Yeah.
Because he had to sit out one night.
He sat out for like 3 months. Like
that's crazy.
A buttock something.
Something.
With the butt. What? Somebody jammed with his ass. His ass got broke.
Blew his ass out.
Pause. Whoa, man, this conversation.
He was out.
This segment is out
for like 3 months for that shit, bro.
Been gay. Because motherfucker been gay, bro. I don't give a fuck what you saying.
That nigga
right there, been on the motherfucking list, nigga.
He was definitely out in the. Right. He was out for a while, bro.
He was out for a while for that butt injury. They roughed his butt up.
Unnecessary roughness.
Unnecessary roughness. That's crazy, my man. God. What is going on?
You wounded, bro.
He's a fucking. He's from.
Ooh, I don't know.
Damn, yo.
He out of control, bro.
From Boomville.
Boom.
This nigga, damn, yo.
Bomb, bomb,
boom, bye,
boom, bye.
You trying to boom your cheeks off, kid? What the fuck?
Boom in New Jersey, ass nigga.
Boom fall, bro.
Boom time.
He wear boot nails on his sleeve.
Yeah, he trying to go boom time.
Shit me boot in the air.
Oh, man.
That was hilarious.
Yo.
niggas seeing they might declare a mistrial for Melly W. Melly.
They declared a mistrial. But he's not coming home.
They got 90 days to retry the case.
Yeah. They already put it in for the retrial. So it's going right back. They're going right back to trial.
That's crazy.
So yeah, that was 2018. He played for the Wizards. He had a butt injury.
Yeah, when you playing for the Wizards?
Yeah.
I remember what your brother said. Hey, man. Go past the Dixie line. Them dudes go back to Dixie line, too. You got to watch yourself down. I don't know. Niggas get too hot. Wanna be in a hot cop, too hot to the cop. I don't know what I said.
There ain't no motherfucking excuse.
I don't know.
Heat is not an excuse, nigga.
I don't know.
What you talking about? Talking about heatinism? No, nigga. No.
Jesus. Cleveland, Miami Heat.
Yeah, they said it was 19 days of arguments, 14 hours of deliberation. Already, it's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, with that Melly case.
Yeah.
Yo, bro. I was asking motherfuckers, like, what their opinion on that shit was, and I'm getting the consensus of, oh yeah, they should free him. He gonna beat this. He should come home. Da da da.
The nigga a murderer.
This is what I'm saying. For real. He killed his best friends, bro.
Oh, some shit nobody even know about.
The people crazy.
Ain't nobody.
Bro.
If you've been watching this case, my nigga,
come on.
What I was watching? I was on YouTube.
No less about it.
I've been watching this white boy. What is it? Cuff Boys or whatever. He been motherfucking doing the he been going through the whole deliberations. All the shit. Day by day. The shit that he's depicting and showing is Melly motherfucking is guilty as shit. They just don't have the gun, and then nobody's motherfucking saying anything. But old boy that took the bodies to the fucking hospital, if he turned on Melly, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. If he take a deal before Melly do, because evidently Melly's motherfucking lawyers are ready to throw that nigga under the bus from jump. They first argument in the case was, so who brung the bodies? Who said this? Oh, so he's a liar. We're going to establish that right now. He's a liar. And this is off rip. It was that they first argument was to show that he was a liar. The nigga Bortman. Ain't got shit to do with Melly. Ain't say nothing about Melly case. Like, they got motherfucking evidence of this nigga motherfucking sending a location to another rapper to come and pick him up from motherfucking the middle of nowhere. They got motherfucking the fucking blood splatter in the fucking car. Where he would be sitting in the back seat, there is no blood. Between where his legs would be, there is blood. All around the silhouette where he would be, there's blood. But where he was sitting,
no blood.
They got the three shots that killed the boys coming from inside the car. Headshot. He hit this motherfucker once, hit this nigga two times. Once in the hand, once in the head.
So he's, boom, dude try to block it.
Boom.
Bong, bong, two ass at it.
Got out the car, left the door open, sat outside the car, and shot at the car the rest of the times to make it look like a drive-by.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing he left the door open, bullet went in, got lodged inside the door. Nigga, now, it's a whole factor of matter that the time between when the shooting occurred, when they staged the accident, And boom, when they brought him to the hospital. They can't explain where Melly was at. Because in between that time, once they staged the motherfucking shit, that nigga already put in for the pen. He'll come get me. Nigga came, got him. They say, oh, the other car that left the studio with them, they dipped off. Went to the house. They said motherfucking Melly was there because he had to open the door. How the fuck he there? Y'all motherfuckers all living in the same spot. Ain't nobody else gonna motherfucking be able to get in this house. Y'all all live there. Ain't nobody gonna be there. Ain't nobody got no keys.
They said it's hard to prove a murder, man.
You ain't got the weapon. You ain't got no witnesses. It's on the fence like a motherfucker. That's why I be asking motherfuckers, like, how you feel about it?
That lawyer earning that money.
Yeah, but do he got enough?
Keep performing.
Do he got enough?
He got a couple million. Yeah, you could do that.
Deal that they was about to get, all four of them, was for 16 mil. They would have had to split that 16 up between the four of them.
4 million each, but he still has his own personal money.
That's motherfucker.
And he made money since. People playing his music while he locked up. He gave mass support, so you know. That only probably cost all together probably $500,000, million. So he got that.
Niggas don't make money off of music, bro.
They making enough, man.
Niggas is not making no money off of music.
Not all of them, dudes.
All of them. Bro. I mean, like, for real, for real. Even the big artists, they ain't making money off of music.
Nah, nobody really. Nobody.
Hell no.
The streams fuck
the nigga, streams is shit. You can motherfucking... It takes so many streams to make the smallest amount of money.
Also doing that, that's why people still doing shows.
A million streams is like, what, $8,000 or something like that?
Maybe less than that.
Depending on what platform it is.
Maybe less than that. You got motherfucking... The highest payers... Or Tidal. Mm-hmm. Tidal, motherfucking Napster, shit like that. Shit that motherfuckers don't even really Amazon. Listen to music on. They
Amazon,
not even...
Amazon pay you a high percentage.
Those aren't even fucking push platforms.
I still use my Tidal, but I still got a Tidal.
You could be signed to... It's good to be signed to them as an artist doing that shit, but motherfucking... Because you're going to get that payout. But when it comes down to a regular artist just putting his music on all the DSPs and shit like that, nigga, if you aren't managing all those accounts to motherfucking promote your music and fill in all the spaces that need to be filled in, all your metadata, if you ain't got all that shit established in all these accounts, that shit is like pissing in the wind. It's like pissing in the wind. You gotta motherfucking get your shit established to the point where that's how the doors open up. Your opportunities are there. Because it's like, all right, boom. When they look up, how many motherfucking artists do we have that we don't have to put work into? If you are already package deal, boom. Oh, all right, well, let me see this one. Before I motherfucking have to deal with this one, and I got... Get him a lawyer, go through paperwork, go through all this extra shit to make sure his shit right. This motherfucker's already packaged deal, boom. Let me give him a listen. Mm-hmm. How many of those are there out the bunch? Because motherfuckers drop music every day.
Ain't that many.
Like, yeah, is this shit motherfucking up the... Or is every box checked?
But most of them people they signing now ain't about... It's about their social media. They got a lot of followers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not about how good you are as well.
Right.
Are you popular?
I ain't say nothing about talent. I ain't say nothing about talent.
It's
all about my... Yo, bro, you can be the assest motherfucker, but if your shit is...
Marketable.
If your shit... Fuck just marketable, bro. If you have done your due diligence and gotten your motherfucking... You get your paperwork right, get your motherfucking... Your iniquities in order, and you got motherfucking everything checked off... That motherfucker opens doors. Because people don't want to motherfucking work on motherfuckers. That's why they cut out motherfucking artist development. You know what I mean? and they put it out there and be like, all right, if you can take yourself this far, all right, we can work with you. We can do something with you. Right. If we got a motherfucker put all this work and money into you, that's a waste. It's a fucking waste. Come halfway with it. Come halfway to the table with something.
They need to know they can get that out of you.
Exactly, bro. They got to know that this is, it's a real fucking, it's a real option.
If you understand when you got 15,000 followers just being a regular, they know they could push that number way up.
Need a real option to have, like, am I going to motherfucker see anything back off
of regular pages and they should just go boom. It's like, wow. Mm-hmm. You see, I seen people like, that's crazy.
Because I be asking motherfuckers, Instagram, Facebook, whatever. Like, yo, what broke your page? Like, what took you to that, you know what I mean? What took you to that next level? Who, what motherfucking got you the notoriety, the followers, da-da-da-da? Majority of motherfuckers, they be like, oh, I was just throwing shit against the wall until something hit. Then you got motherfuckers like, oh, I went through this, down this lane, I talked to this person, I talked to these people, da-da-da-da. Motherfuckers would go and talk to somebody at a desk, somebody in the office first before they motherfucking jump on shit, and that shit would be a whole nother situation. Now they got a partnership or a deal with motherfucking this company or this app or whatever. Random motherfuckers just throwing shit against the wall, just hop on the app and just start posting and throwing shit, not knowing, boom, some shit might motherfucking catch. Some things might catch, some things won't, but it's not the fault of the creator, because that's what you're supposed to do.
That's how you push it.
You're supposed to keep creating.
If you get,
never stop creating.
The biggest thing that helps people is they make something that's popping, and somebody like a celebrity reposts it.
Yeah. And that's where a lot of it comes from that promotion.
And then all of a sudden they see motion in your page, like any of them pages. You see, like, oh, this, I like that. You just, like, fucking follow.
Mm-hmm. And then, even then, it'll take it to another extent. Like, if you motherfucking, even if you pay for promotion, if you put in your money into your project or whatever, backing yourself, and you paying somebody, and your shit really get the popping, you don't think that somebody is thinking the same shit, like, yo, maybe I can pay this motherfucker to promote my shit on his page, seeing that he got all that shit.
A lot of people advertise that, they have it there.
That's that motherfucking, that snowball effect shit. Because niggas been doing that shit for the longest. Now, you see motherfuckers coming out with each. They like, yeah, I have an e-course. I'll teach you on my e-course now. Da da da. Once they get a little buzz, I'll teach you on the e-course. You watching, you toning it. Well, you logging into, what's that shit, Zoom, to a Zoom meeting platform, and nigga telling you mad shit, going through slideshows, and you just paid that nigga how much?
$35, $500, depending.
Depending on who comes to the show. Exactly. From the beginning, it might be free for the first 30, then the motherfucking next 150, it's 150. Nigga.
He's showing a video. You think you logged in. He's showing a video.
And it's the same shit. Oh, hey, Beth, I see you. Thanks for logging in. You sitting there commenting. You putting your motherfucking name up there. He ain't never say your name. He said the same name 150 times. Because it's a and fucking video.
Thanks for the donation.
Yeah. I see you. Keep it up. Yeah. Somebody just came in the room. Let me tell you a brief story about him. Such and such. We met up at this, da da da. And ever since then.
They do one live stream a week. And then break that shit down.
Yeah, bro. It is what it is. Get your money. But, you know what I mean? At the same accord, you gotta motherfucking keep shit authentic. Keep shit real. Don't motherfucking put yourself in a box that everybody else putting themselves in. Because that shit could be motherfucking detrimental. Detrimental. There you go. I got it. It can be detrimental to you. So, you know.
Gotta keep the integrity.
Yeah, whatever floats your boat. You the captain now.
Don't sink your ship, though.
Shit, we're gonna take a quick little intermission. Be right back.
It's your boy, your favorite hood herbalist, Jay. know, IG, the best 201 business, IG, growth over destruction. If you're looking for all your herbs, all your health advice, you're trying to get your health right, your body right, whichever the case may be, come holler at me. I got the CMOS pills, I got the CMOS gel, I got the elderberry, I got everything. Everything that you need right here at your favorite health food spot. Growth over destruction, that LLC is the IG. Come holler at me.
GOD. 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 What? Getting high with my friends. I'm getting high with my friends. High with my friends. Yo. And we back. And we back. Ra-ta-ta-ta. We in the hood. Yo. You already know. Chestnut Checkers. Make your next move your best move. And we back. Small intermission. You know what I mean? Had to pay some bills. I hope y'all listen to that motherfucking, to those commercials too. Cause them shits is motherfucking will keep the lights on. Support us, yo. Cause we support y'all. You feel me? Like, boom. Supporting all the motherfuckers that support you is a habit. Make it a habit. I mean, I like the motherfucking give a shout out. Spread the love to everybody that came out, show love that at the baby shower. You know what I mean? The bundle of joy is on the way. You know what I mean? He cooking. You know what I mean? In the kitchen whipping. You know what I mean? It's about a month. September. Is, I ain't gonna say the exact due date, but September is the month. You know what I mean? Right around the corner. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody that showed up. Showed out. You know what I mean? The pictures will be posted shortly. I'm waiting on fours. If y'all know fours, y'all know. Fours, I'm waiting on you, bro. You feel me? Don't delete my shits. You know what I mean? But yeah, shout out to everybody that came out. You know what I mean? We did a major big, you know what I mean? Boss Baby style. Shit was crazy.
How many months is she?
Oh, she's 7, going on 8 months right now. Yeah. It's winding down. It's the wind down hour. You know what I mean? Shit is on cue like a bug.
Hey. Shit get real fast.
Hey, bro. And a blink of the eye, bro. That shit can just, like, that fast. It can be go to sleep, wake up, baby. At this point, you can go to sleep and wake up the next baby, nigga. Right there. And that's how close it is. So, you know what I mean? I just love the support because motherfuckers came out. You know what I mean? I like to give a shout out to everybody that came out, that showed love. You know what I mean? It's real. It's reciprocated. It's like the motherfucking name, the title of the episode, reciprocation. It's anything reciprocated. Make sure that you make that a habit, like I've been saying. You know what I mean? A lifestyle. Don't make it just trendy. You can make it trendy if you want to. You know what I mean? Just let it stick. Make it a tradition. If it's trendy, make it a tradition. You feel me? But, yeah. You feel me? Anybody else want to give supportive shit? Some supportive words, affirmations. Give somebody motherfucker something to look forward to.
I got something. No pork.
No pork.
I ain't fucking with you. Not yet. Not yet, bro. Not yet.
No pork on the fork.
Drink more water.
Drink water.
There you go. I'll second that.
Stay active.
I'll second that.
Love yourself. Love yourself.
Read more.
Believe in yourself.
Keep learning.
Invest in yourself.
Facts.
Fuck self-doubt.
Down with dope, up with hope.
Lean on me.
Say no to drugs, kids.
Hey.
Leave them for us.
At the end of the day, it's all about you. Real shit.
Yeah, boy. And it's just like that. I ain't wallow though.
Rest in peace,
Rest in peace, Gilly Son. Cheese. Real yo, shit. Philly said that's crazy, bro.
800 deaths in 8 months. So it's 100 deaths a month or some shit.
100 deaths a month.
Damn, yo.
100 shootings, or not 100 deaths, 100 shootings.
100 shootings a month?
800
700 shootings in 7 months.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Wow.
What are y'all
bullets
doing?
We are buying y'all bullets at.
Where are y'all doing to get shot like this?
Where are y'all getting these guns
nothing,
from?
Nothing. These niggas be all timing, bro.
What the fuck, bro?
Who are you shooting?
They all Lil Wayne song.
How you got that many enemies?
That's what I'm saying. Who's selling you all these bullets?
It's crazy because everybody's under one guy, under one religion over there. It's supposed to bring people together.
That's crazy. That's the wildest shit.
I took you 20 years ago, religion was falling apart. And now we see it.
Yeah, yeah. You see the motherfuckers. You see the chinks in the armor.
There's no immediate you see the veil. People are going to do whatever they want to do.
That shit is motherfucking. Until it's a motherfucking change. Until. Who y'all said coming back?
This motherfucker ain't come get us when we slaves. Oh,
nigga, when he coming?
What?
But look. Check this out. But it's
he's
mad.
He was watching from the corner.
It's mad white people that's waking up now talking about some yo.
They been saying that.
Jesus ain't even white. What the fuck?
They don't.
But they coming they outside that. Saying it. They ain't saying it behind closed doors.
You can't hide shit no more. You can't be naive and shit no more.
They not saying it behind closed doors no more. It's outside. They coming to the. Let me see the mic. Jesus was black.
And they clone Tyrone.
And they clone Tyrone. Which is a good fucking movie. Yeah.
I ain't like it.
No.
Why?
You bucking.
Yeah, you're ridiculous. That's what I was saying. He told it to me, man. See, like I didn't even want to watch it after you told me how it was.
Nigga.
I was like, nah, I'm gonna watch this shit.
Alright.
I didn't see it yet.
Music review. I mean movie review. Going around to
I felt like it was good in the beginning, but then like towards the middle the plot just started getting like mad
shady,
like shaky, like it wasn't like it started off good with the premise and everything, and then I'm watching it as it goes in and I'm like I feel like they just ran out of shit to
where was it going,
yeah, like it lost me after a while. I'm like alright,
I get the concept.
No, like, it was too monotonous. Like, it was no, like, I feel like it was no climax to the movie, really. It really just was like, all right, this is what it is. You see what it is, and we're going to keep showing you what it is. Like,
message.
Yeah, but it didn't come back full circle to me.
I mean, like, I feel like it was.
What got achieved at the end of the movie, really?
They were showing you that there wasn't even actually Tyrone.
Did you see the movie? You seen the movie?
It was fucking, yeah, I seen it.
So now y'all can see the ones that the people that saw it, I feel like there's no closure to it though.
I feel
that's
like
what I'm saying.
It's not supposed to be closure.
It was
I hate movies that end like that.
It was supposed to be like a kind of like Us.
Us was a good movie and then it lost me and just got crazy towards the end.
Which one was Us? Us was the
clones.
Yeah. And that was supposed to be them waking up and motherfucking.
Everybody making these clone movies. I get it. It's a possibility that could be happening.
Ain't no possibility.
Two underground clone movies.
You really feel like they're going to be cloning the hood niggas, though?
Yeah.
Nigga, they experimented on us in real life.
I'm not saying experiment. I'm saying as far as cloning.
Nigga.
Yeah. How they going to clone you?
What do you think they're going to be using the clones for?
How they going to age you that fast?
Experiments, my nigga. All experiments. Everything is experimental with these motherfuckers. Because they want to know exactly the premise of what they can do.
Some X-Men shit.
Exactly. Especially with us. Because we are natural X-Men, motherfucker.
You see they sound melanin, motherfucker.
We are the natural X-Men. So why wouldn't they clone us just like in the movie? I don't know if you caught that. The nigga, the whole premise of him cloning motherfuckers was to slowly evolve the melanin out of us, but motherfucking to keep everything else that makes us. So he had a fucking it wasn't a slideshow, but he had the evolution behind him when he was explaining that shit to old boy Fontaine. He like, yeah, this is what it is. I'm trying to motherfucking phase out all the bullshit, but I want to do it by bringing everybody together first. I gotta bring everybody together, make everybody motherfucking, especially all the blacks, make all the blacks likable and docile and da da da, and then I convert them into white people. That was the whole fucking shit. And then, and the fact that they said this shit was happening in every major city, and it was already happening. That's why at the end of the movie, the nigga sitting there watching himself. In Compton. He in Compton watching himself. And where they was at? Georgia somewhere?
Yeah. Whatever. Supposed to be like some down south.
Yeah, whatever.
It's like a mixture.
But he watching himself on TV. Right. Cloning himself.
Right.
Because that shit was happening all around the fucking
world. He was actually Tyrone.
Yeah, Tyrone was the motherfucker at the end of the movie. Watching himself. Like, yo, they done cloned you, nigga.
Right.
What? But the craziest shit of the movie, it was like, I get what you're saying, though. Like, it wasn't no like, what was it that got solved?
Right.
It was no real climax. It was no real end of it.
If they could do that, then they could really take you and put you into a woman, make her have your baby, and you could be on child support like, I have a sister, and you never did it. That's your baby. It's you. It's really you. Like, it's your genetics in this child, in her. She's pregnant. It's like, this little baby's yours. Like, what the fuck?
What if the baby
and all they did take you, like you? All they did was still blood your blood from her life.
What if the baby come out exactly like you?
That's what I'm saying. Genetics. That's what they're doing. They're taking your genetics and just making another you and just putting it into her egg. And into him.
But that's the whole, that's my whole shit, nigga. All the shit that's going on right now, y'all. I don't put nothing past nothing, nigga.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Nothing past nothing. This shit ain't just start.
They talking this that alien shit.
Bit, I said,
what
exactly.
Who did they made in the lab? That they,
come
they,
on,
now
bro.
Now they calling an alien. What's some shit? What's some shit that's made
nigga,
in the lab?
Fuck just made in the lab. What the fuck y'all niggas just now feel like y'all want to tell niggas?
I don't believe no shit came all the way.
Y'all
no,
just now.
I don't think no life form going to come all. I don't believe in that shit. I think
they're gonna go to Jersey City and get a.
They got some shit in the lab. They didn't crossbred a person in a something.
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck they got going on.
Get a Thai cheeseburger. I'm like, yo, what's all these all the rage?
Shit, yo, this shit better be motherfucking halal, nigga.
Let me go to Ambassador's and get some wings. I'll be right back.
Zoop. Nigga, but that shit, you know, I don't put nothing past nothing right now. These movies have been telling us this shit for the longest. That whole Matrix fucking trilogy.
Men in Black.
Nigga. And motherfuckers is now seeing this shit with their own eyes in real life.
Where at? We got videos of these shits?
What, the aliens? No. I ain't see the aliens. They ain't put that out there yet. They just had that whole shit when the family found them in the backyard.
That shit was CGI.
You know what I mean? They're like, oh yeah, the shit came down, but the cops caught it on their fucking not the dash cam, but they body cam of the fucking shit coming down. Caught the shit with the body cam coming down.
They all down together.
This is what I'm saying. They say, oh, it was a big boom, like it was an explosion or whatever. They go out there. Ain't nothing moved, ain't nothing disturbed, ain't no fucking craft nowhere. But yet, you talking some, we seen something run over there. Some tall shit run over there. Behind the bushes over there.
Sasquatch.
Yo.
Sasquatch.
The fuck?
I seen a video of this dude.
If he pop up, it's a rat.
They showed a dude, he spent $40,000 to turn himself into a dog.
Yeah, I saw that shit.
Yeah, really I seen a lady.
Was hand, wasn't it?
I seen a lady spend hella bread to turn herself into a lizard. This bitch had motherfucking, like, scales. The skin looked like scales, horns.
She even went out her way to sand down her teeth.
Sharpened them. She motherfucking looked like a fucking lizard, my nigga.
That's crazy.
Went through all that to do what? Get ready for them.
I'm crazy. Like them now.
When they come, I'm gonna be one of them.
I wish they came.
Lizard people. And grays. So many different aliens that niggas done motherfucking made up. Like, yo, you, the fuck, nigga? What if he looked just like us? They come out and be like,
we probably will.
We niggas. They gonna come out. Nigga, like, space niggas.
Ninja Turtles.
We got homeboys in outer space.
Homeboys in outer space. They been told us. I told you, yo.
That was one of the worst shit that was in my life.
Hey, you garbage. Was it garbage men or pickup truck drivers?
Some shit, bro.
In space.
I seen what that. What the fuck? I seen it, like, one, the first episode. I said, what the fuck is this? Homeboy, oh, that's a ghetto shit. I turned it off. I said, oh, no.
That was Flex, right?
No. That was fucking, yeah. Eddie that was Griffin Flex. No, Eddie Griffin was, they had, what you call
Malcolm
it?
And Eddie.
Malcolm and Eddie. Malcolm and Eddie. But it was, they came on right after each other. Malcolm and Eddie, those was the truck driving.
Who gave them the go ahead for
that? I don't know, bro. I don't fucking know, bro.
Sure.
Yo, on TV, niggas will watch anything.
Somebody look that up. Put it in the comments. Motherfucking Homeboys in Outer Space. Who starred in that? Who starred in Homeboys in Outer Space? That shit's crazy. God damn, yo. See, at one point in time, my nigga, what was that? Was that UPN?
Yeah, UPN.
Them niggas bad. Was everything hood, ghetto.
Yeah, they was
it
wild.
Was coming
and
through
they had slam ball on that motherfucker.
It was coming that. Through UPN.
They that shit back, too. Slam ball.
They was wild.
What?
Nigga. It was Flex. I ain't gonna say who the other person was. Tell us who the other person was.
Yeah, tell us who the other person was. Because that nigga, Homeboys in Outer Space, motherfucking.
Just do that shit over.
Malcolm and Eddie. Malcolm and Eddie was fucking hilarious. Yeah. That shit was hilarious.
Eddie Griffin.
Hell yeah. Yo, how is it that motherfucking all the black comedians back in the day had shows? If you was a motherfucking black comedian and you was lit, you had a show.
Yeah, you had a show.
Paramount.
Robert Townsend.
Cosby Show.
He was a black comedian. Martin. He was popping. You had a show.
Martin.
Bernie Mac.
Jamie Foxx. D.L. Hughley.
Steve Wayne.
Cedric and them was on with them. Steve Harvey. Yeah. Right.
Everybody.
Right.
Jim Belushi. Full House.
Show, according to Jim. A lot of comedians had shows.
The Spanish dude.
Lopez.
Yeah.
Yep.
Everybody. This shit was on for a while.
But us as blacks, we had it.
I think Lil Bass still come on.
We had it on Smash.
Episodes, though.
But that, it goes to show you that shit's been. They changing
TV
everything.
TV change, bro.
Everybody's standing in support of the motherfucking actors and the writers right now. They on strike.
Yeah, they all.
They not motherfucking writing for no shows, no movies.
I've only been on strike.
They've been on strike for, I want to say, the past month.
They ain't getting no bread.
They wasn't getting no bread.
Due to this new
streaming shit.
They getting
residuals is they getting pennies.
They getting streams.
They getting pennies. Like I said, music artists are not getting rich off of music.
They do shows.
They got to motherfucking do something else other than just the music, cause these streams is fucking it up.
Actors can't
ain't
do
nobody
no shows.
Buying
ain't
nobody fucking.
Ain't nobody gonna do shit or act in the act out in public. Like,
for real? What I'm paying you for?
This artist could do a show.
What I'm? All right, I'm gonna give you $20. Act like
act like somebody.
Act like you on fire. You know what I mean?
That's true. Though. They can't
what
do
the
that.
Fuck?
They got on Broadway.
But these niggas is getting pennies on a dollar. So that's
why
they striking.
All that shit going streaming. Yeah, they fucked up too.
In the way, which way?
It don't matter. I went that way first. Time.
But, motherfucker, in the way shit's set up, they got this motherfucking AI shit and this
they CGI
they
shit. They take the pictures, actors' faces, and they make the movie without
it.
You.
They own it forever.
That was on that fucking Netflix show. What's the shit called? Dark something.
Black Mirror?
Black Mirror, yeah. They made an episode about that.
They scan this actor's face. And then they just CGI the rest of the movie with you.
Yep. And they don't need
your
you
body
anymore.
Scan you, your body scan
once
you.
Once they motherfucking, once they do what they gotta do, what you physically, They don't need
AIU,
you no
the rest of the movie.
Is that AIU? That's crazy. Huh? They're, everything that motherfucking this technology era right now is coming
up
with.
They could pay.
It's the Terminator. It's the Terminator.
Another actor, say, get somebody like a stunt double, pay
way more money
to move around, like you'll move around. And
put the little the dots on them and CGI your shit or AI. They
only
just
the way you making money now is you a director or producer or some shit like that.
Directly, writing, motherfucking
writing.
But, don't count
and that's the whole shit. They got fucking the AI to write the shit.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. They telling AI what to write. And that shit have right through. But the flip on it is you can have them do the grunt work. AI is basically doing the grunt work. The overseers, the people that's motherfucking feeding the AI information, they go back and review it and fucking tweak whatever little shit that they want to put in to make it more. You know what I mean? Make efficient. It more authentic. Yeah. Make it more human-like.
Right.
They constantly correcting it.
But once motherfucking AI starts going over what motherfucking the human has already fucking reviewed, because that's what's going to be happening
when
the next.
AI don't need the human no more.
When the AI is two steps ahead of the human, and then you're looking at it like, damn, are AI you playing just into the fucking AI game? Or are you motherfucking playing the AI?
Can the AI police you and shut down the system?
Exactly. Because it can happen. It can happen. Nigga, what? Like
think
I said,
about,
these movies
about,
been telling motherfuckers, what
about,
movie
think,
was
think,
that?
Think about this. Like I said yesterday, I'm going to cash a check and say, you can't, you got to go to the ATM. That's the same thing they can say. No, you can't. No more access.
Yeah. They doing that with the money.
That's AI telling you that.
That's, they doing it with the money. Once they motherfucking make it to the point where, oh yeah, everybody gotta use motherfucking digital currency. Alright, boom. What is it to them to say, oh yeah, you can't use more than this?
You can
only take this money out of here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, we don't have money to give you. You have to use your car, your phone, or whatever, whatever.
We don't want cash.
Mm-mm. Ain't no change. How you motherfucking stop it? Oh, you can print dollars or whatever, whatever. Nigga, you think they stop making change? They stop fucking making nickel and copper? No.
They do that. No more. It ends bank robberies. It ends all that. Ain't no cash.
Ain't no cash.
Nothing
to say. Now AI telling you motherfucking that you can't access your money until they say something. Oh, boom. Freeze everybody account. Freeze everything. Right then and there. You don't have no physical cash.
Everything paperless now.
I think digital.
Right, and then go to the arenas, don't take cash. Only take cards.
That just goes to show that shit it'll work in a society.
It's working more than they
that
do.
Is work that has been made for.
Because you taking no losses.
Like you somebody go into
money,
like farmlands
and
shit. And
they stealing money all day.
Yeah.
They stealing money all day. Wow.
Scammers and all that.
They stealing money. I seen this. They working in there. They charging here. They just eating drinks on the side, they doing all types of shit.
But you see, that's what I'm saying. Like when it comes to play, like AI getting ahead of humans.
Now you gotta leave a tip.
It's a such thing as a fire cell.
Like a tip.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's a thing called a fire cell. When you motherfucking they shut it all down, shut down the whole fucking world, easy. Especially with the fucking this technology world, people that's watching us, people that's listening to us.
That's why they don't want you off the grid.
Yeah. That's why they make it illegal to grow fucking your own fucking vegetables and fruit.
If you off the grid, they can't control you.
You feel me? But that's because
it's gonna get to the point where people.
You look at the farmland. Look at farmland. Farmland, they deal with physical shit, motherfucking fruits, vegetables. Motherfucking livestock, all that shit. Boom, nigga, I'll give you motherfucking 3 eggs for that motherfucking loaf of bread. Or I'll give you motherfucking whatever, whatever. Hard evident trading. Boom, boom, boom. All right.
They don't want that.
They don't want that. They don't want you to motherfucking
self-sufficient.
Have something that's worth something. They want you to be under the thumb and them tell you what's the worth of whatever the fuck. Because at the end of the day, nigga, if Everything shuts off. So there's one big EMP. Boom. Shuts out every motherfucking piece of fucking technology that needs, you know what I mean? That needs a plug or a battery to run. It's over. It's fucking over. Right back to the motherfucking natural shit. Regular shit.
It's not hard for them to do that.
And motherfuckers are so scared of that, though. But we've been there before. We was here before these things. We was outside before these. We knew how to move around. We knew how to motherfucking move around before fucking ATMs and fucking all that shit. So going back to that, I mean, it wouldn't be nothing. It'll be fucking a nightmare to some of these motherfuckers.
What it really changes, going to the grocery shop and all mm-hmm. that. That's when you get real.
You know, it was a real big culture shock for motherfuckers when Sandy hit. Mm-hmm. And everybody had to revert back to motherfucking the basics. Niggas couldn't do that shit for nothing. Niggas was motherfucking running around lost as hell. Niggas would sell a baby for a motherfucking...
You fighting with gas, all types of shit.
What? Nigga, the gas they car up to go nowhere. I need gas, toilet paper. I'll kill you over a roll of toilet paper.
Niggas going to some gas station with containers and try to fucking fill their shit to the top. That's why niggas are trying to blame each other. What the fuck are you doing? It's only a gas station would have been 2 miles up there. We all had the same one. And everybody trying to get gas. And you trying to come with a garbage can. I'm about to fill this shit up.
Take
this shit.
Take it back to the hood and sell it.
Word, bro. That's why they're getting bland. I'm going to bland somebody too. What the fuck are you doing, bro? It's a line. It's a fucking line. You got a fucking... You got... 16 fucking empty gallons of water. And he's trying to fill every one up with gas and leave.
Fuck out of here.
On a bike.
I'm gonna blow you the fuck up.
On a bike.
On a bike with a bass.
16 gallons of gas on the back of a bike.
That showed them how fast they could fall apart, but they know already.
But that's what, you know, that's our movie review. Better not bring your kids. It's crazy. Yeah,
new music that came out this week. Travis Scott released his new album, Utopia.
Yeah, I ain't listened to it yet. I hear his heat.
I like it. It's pretty tough.
I hear his heat.
My boy Pressure dropped his joint at 29. All right. Party Next Door dropped a new single called Resentment. NLE Chopper dropped a new single where he sampled Nelly Is Getting Hot Here.
I hate that.
Oh, he's done. Listen, he ain't industry playing.
Everybody saw that Drake on the radar?
That was fire.
Combination.
Integration.
It's like, yo, what you want? The chicken?
Or the beef?
The chicken or the beef?
Combination.
Combination. What you want? Fries or onion rings? Combination. What you want? Some pussy or some head? Combination.
Special.
With fries. Or mashed potatoes.
Don't forget the shake.
Drinks a lot.
This nigga, bro.
Combination.
Yeah, this shit don't stop. This don't stop, bro. It's just like this fucking podcast. It just don't stop. This nigga, but the shit was dope though. I fuck with the. You know what I mean? Even though that it was far left, it wasn't even the accent that threw me off. It was more the beat and the delivery.
It was
that's
grime,
that UK grime shit.
It was a grime beat.
Yeah.
But then niggas, it's funny how they rap over that shit. It's weird. You gotta catch it. Don't really catch the beat. It's like almost like you're not catching the beat, but they are though.
It's more wordplay than anything. Like sound peculiar. Yeah, with an accent. Y'all sound like G Herbo. Rap like G Herbo with an accent. I didn't know that these niggas was beefing them. Who? Motherfucker Central C and my boy, Digga D.
Oh, let me get Digga D always beefing with some one of them motherfuckers out there. Mm-hmm. You be wild. You be allegedly, I don't know. Motherfucking niggas be out there stabbing.
At Jay Huss, I'm hard.
No, that shit is hard.
Who that?
Jay Huss.
Beautiful Yard.
I got that song. Who told you about
London
Dance?
Okay.
I'm in Drake. That London sound, man, starting to take over.
London beats, Afro beats.
Yeah, y'all got any Afro beats or London grind beats? Y'all producers that's out there. You know what I mean? Production wise, yo, send them packs through. You know what I mean? You can either send them. So what's ticketed underneath the motherfucking the shit down there? Or you can send it straight to motherfucking the artist, KL. You already know. You want to give him your email?
Y'all can DM me on Instagram and I'll send y'all my email.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, so DM this nigga at the Confident One with a K. You know what I mean? And pop, 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 pop.
Send them shits through.
You feel me? Because that's the next motherfucking market right there. That's UK, the nigga.
They jump.
Gotta start delivering. We delivering to the markets.
They took over the movie market. Now they gotta take over the music market.
Yeah, right? Every last one of us, our actors is fucking from over there.
Bro.
Playing a nigga from over here.
Snowfall.
Here they come.
Everything, bro.
Word.
Nigga, they clone Tyrone.
Here they come.
They us, just not like us. It's like, okay, we can mold these motherfuckers better. These niggas from the States too wild.
Want 30 million, he ain't got no movies. How much you want? 30 million.
See? But that's the thing. They know.
30.
Us over here.
It's like, go to DR. Go get a.
We got a motherfucking.
Go get a black bitch to play from DR. Don't get a black bitch movie. He ain't going to much money.
You know how niggas is. Niggas set the motherfucking price. If I set the price, nigga, and you follow up and keep that price at that, boom. Where else they gonna go and get it? Nowhere. They gotta go over the water to get it from motherfucking some niggas that don't know what the price is.
Exactly.
So then they get it and bring it back like, look, niggas, we got it. Ah, ha, ha. Like, yo.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, my nigga, you know what the price is, right? Oh, all right. Well, I'm going to let you know what the price is. And now they're like, fuck. We got to keep the niggas away from the niggas. Because the niggas be niggering.
That's low-key. They low-key want it like that. They ain't want niggas to start commenting.
They don't want no. But at the end of the day, nigga, being black subsides everything. Because it doesn't matter where we are. We are all looked at the same. Wherever we go. Mm-hmm. Anywhere on the map. A black person, I don't give a fuck where they come from. What they, you know what I mean? Where they are actually from. Be it fucking Germany, be it motherfucking Africa, be it from America, whatever. If you're black and you're traveling around the globe, nigga, they look at you crazy. They treat you crazy. Other places look down on us for no reason. But then we're looked at as motherfucking, like, either, like, toys to have or a trendy thing or something like that in different fucking societies. But we lead motherfucking cultures. Everybody want to be like us, but they hate us. That's crazy. That's always been crazy to me. Oh.
That is definitely true.
It's bug's life.
Bug's life. Bug's life.
Speaking of numbers, did y'all see that contract Jalen Brown got? $304 million for 5 years.
$782 million for 2 minutes.
Damn.
A soccer player that got $1 billion for 1 year.
Mm-hmm. Tough.
Which one? He from England or he from oh you wanna spend? Freeze.
He's from Fed. After taxes he gets $760 million
damn.
For 1 year.
Sheesh.
Sports.
For real, bro.
That's a lot of taxes coming out.
But that's over there, bro. That soccer shit is like
it's wild.
It's top.
Worldwide.
It's over everything.
You gotta think about it.
It's like everything
soccer is worldwide. Worldwide. Every fucking continent on the fucking planet plays soccer.
They got mad bread, so that shit ain't nothing.
Yeah, all the motherfuckers, all the different fucking continents have their own soccer team. They break down into different motherfucking sections, just like states in the country. Just break down. But, nigga, that's the whole globe. It ain't just motherfucking, LA, New York, Miami. No, nigga. American soccer team. Then you got motherfucking this state soccer team. But then you got motherfucking Germany soccer team. You got, just breaks right. down every fucking every god. It's too
they,
many.
They been,
it's too
they
many. Is that bad. It ain't like oh football. Football is American sport. Right. Boom. You got motherfucking a handful of teams in those handful of states.
You talking continents, man. Countries.
The whole fucking world.
That's
why they call it the World Cup.
Yep.
Bro, they get that bad, bro. They've been giving out rated numbers, though. They've been giving out rated numbers.
Yeah, nigga.
In them contracts.
Because the world is watching. Not just a country. Not just a few states.
You get $700 million a year. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's advertisement, man.
I don't want to play no more. Oh, shit.
You ain't even bringing the rest of the deals.
I don't want to play no more.
I'm playing as long as I can play. I'm playing 15 years. You got like $10 billion put up. That shit crazy.
That shit is nuts over there. That whole sport is crazy.
Yeah, that's
niggas
crazy,
really be dying. Bro. Niggas really be getting hit in soccer.
Man,
I mean, like, oh,
ain't like
yeah.
From
the refs to the coaches to the players.
That shit ain't about nothing.
Niggas will get whacked right before the game.
No. Spanish countries, yeah, they will.
Yeah. They get whacked right before the game.
Word, they're going to whack you if you lose or you don't do what you're supposed to
do. Yo, referee.
You got to make sure you have the right area to play in. I want to play down in Paraguay.
Referee.
I ain't going down.
Nah, nigga, go get that shit.
I ain't going down far rock.
That shit big business out of town country.
Hey, nigga. Nigga, shut down. You see how small towns in, like, the middle of America shut down when they high school team play?
Yeah.
Shit like that. Like that. Texas. Nigga, they do that shit heavy. With the fucking soccer teams. Yeah. They shut down the whole fucking town, the whole state, the whole country, just so everybody, when England plays, I don't know what the fucking, that team is,
Manchester United.
When the motherfuckers play, it's over.
Them niggas be wild, and back in the day, them niggas be killing each other after the game.
Yeah, drunk as hell.
Hooligans.
No guns, just mad fisticuffs.
No, they just stabbing each other. They start pulling out guns. I mean, it was wild, bro. They was wild. They was trying to kill each other.
Yeah, all over soccer.
Crazy.
That's a lot of money, man. Yeah. Big business out there.
For real. Real shit.
Yeah, if you're going to get into it. If you're going to get into it, nigga, buy your kid a soccer ball.
I'm going to put one a couple of soccer. Yeah, active,
for real. Keep active. Run around.
Imagine like a LeBron James type soccer player. That shit is crazy.
That's a rugby player.
Yeah, but they ain't got no money.
Don't do that in this sport.
Need your knees, nigga.
Gonna be trucking motherfuckers and kicking at the same time.
Shit.
Jumping over niggas at the ball. That'd be wild.
No, we winding down on the last couple of minutes on the pod, you know what I mean? Anybody got anything they want to put out there, promote, on fucking show love to. Anybody supporting anything? Anybody got anything looking forward to?
This is my guy in here. GOD.
GOD, Growth Over Destruction. You already know that's a staple over here. There's more. I've been in, he gifted me some sea moss. I've been fucking that shit up. Mm-hmm. Spoonful a day, my nigga. Mm-hmm. Spoonful a day.
Help you get through that work day.
Yeah.
Should save you.
Sean gas like
3.5
too.
3.5.
Get that gas.
This is outside. Doing deliveries.
Shout out Jay's Elixirs. It's gonna be it's gonna be our sponsor for next episode.
Jay's Elixirs. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
She got drinks. Nice little drinks.
She got infused drinks or just a mix?
Not infused, but they good drinks.
Okay. Fruit, fruit, fresh pressed. Mm-hmm. Good shit. No shrooms in that one, all right? No shrooms this episode. They on deck, but no shrooms this episode. All right,
yeah. No shrooms are home. They're not making it this episode.
Fall over the shrooms and pizza one day.
Right around the corner from Shroom Street. Yo, I just seen that too. Somebody says, somebody made a dumbass video of Stressing Me Street. It was some Philly shit. What's that nigga name? What's the Philly nigga's name, yo? Alright, you got, Yeah, what the fuck is this dumb nigga name?
Southside Drew?
Not Fizzy. Is it? No. I forgot this nigga name. Yeah, he had a dumbass song. All that shit. All them niggas. Shout out to all the comedians over there in Philly, bro. Them niggas teaming up. I see y'all. I see y'all trying to.
You know all them Chicago niggas do.
Yeah.
So everybody got to do, but some people just don't want to.
For real. Niggas gotta see the bag. Niggas gotta see other motherfuckers get the bag, and then they wanna come over. You gotta be in the dirt, motherfucking, putting that shit together.
Anybody can't go to death row.
Hell no.
Some niggas gotta sign the bad boy. Some niggas gotta sign the other shit. So everybody can't go where everybody wanna go.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't always be the leader at that time. Sometimes you gotta follow in order to become a leader. You gotta learn how to lead. You can't just jump into that position and expect to know. You know what I mean? The know-how and the techniques that it takes to have longevity in that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what any trade, any craft, anything that you want to get into. You got to have the know-how just as well. You know what I mean? Education is good, but sometimes you got to have all the education in the world and don't have the know-how. You be sitting there looking around like, all right, I know I'm supposed to do this, but I still don't know how I'm supposed to do it.
You know what I'm saying? Put your 10,000 hours in, man.
Get that expertise.
Experience the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it'd be like these jobs, they want you to have experience and education at the same time. Like, if I'm 22, how was I supposed to come to the job with 30 years experience, a degree, and a black belt in karate, and you only gonna pay me $10 an hour?
Mm-hmm. And I gotta bring my own motherfucking
nunchucks.
I gotta bring my own nunchucks
and Chromebook. Damn. I gotta be security and IT. Like, yo, there's a virus on the computer, hold on. I gotta whack this crack head on the porch of the head with these nunchucks.
Shit crazy.
Shit ludicrous, man. And I ain't talking about the light skin dude from Fast and Furious. That rap fast.
Stand up.
Yeah. I want some chicken and beer.
Where's
wrong? You keep them big ass Air Forces, though.
I heard about prom. Event his what's the shit called? Get the Nike
Diamond Turf.
Yeah, gonna be shoe. That shit gonna be hard.
I need them San Fran color joints. You heard?
Yeah.
Need them from the top. I need one to rock and one to stop.
I think it's gonna be like football sneakers though. I don't know if you're gonna be able to rock. Nah.
They always be football sneakers.
Yeah. Nah, but I don't know if you're gonna be able to. You gonna be rocking turn football them into sneakers
out there?
Yeah, like they ain't gonna be like regular shits.
Nah, he's bringing out.
He's gonna bring the regular sneakers out, and they gonna do them like they did last month. Turn them into cleats.
You gonna have them all purpose, y'all?
Yeah.
I want to see the Air Raids.
I gotta get my Barclays back.
Yeah, I need it. I want the
the black, white, and purple colorways.
I need those, and I need them Godzillas. I need those back.
I need the Ed Bacon stuff. Oh my God. Nike, if you're listening, we need an Ed Bacon. You need an Ed Bacon retro. Them shits was fire, bro.
You can't wear them joints, bro.
Why? That's a wrong K-I-N-S. He said you can't get those, bro. Get the swine from your mind, bro.
Stop being a deviant.
And we out, yo. Check y'all on the next episode. Yeah. Peace. Juan.
Stop being a deviant.
Hey, man. You
can't get no choice, bro.
This episode of Chestnut Checkers is brought to you by Gaslight 3.5. Get over there to Gaslight 3.5 and hit that follow button on the grams for your latest drops of merch and a broad selection of plant-based products. Go check the guys over at Gaslight 3.5.